What's happening with our laws? What's been passed? What's pending? How do they affect you? Tune into You and the Law for legal information you can use.
Marijuana as herb is the healing of the nation. Herb is to be free. There's no man should be an herb.
Ganja are the most important thing in our country more than food.
For criminalized people, just a little spliff, I don't think it really worth it, you know?
The government's plan to decriminalize marijuana has been long in coming, with calls for it to take this decision dating as far back as anyone can remember. The call grew louder in recent times, and it appears the government will heed. In today's edition of You and the Law, we explore recently announced plans to allow the use of marijuana for specific purposes. The Dangerous Drugs Act, which makes the cultivation, possession, sale, and export of marijuana and other specified drugs illegal, has been around since 1948 and has undergone several amendments. Finally, the herbs come around. The high grade with me, I look for me. On June 2, 2014, Cabinet approved changes to this act. The changes relate to the possession of small quantities of ganja for personal use, the smoking of the herb in private places, and the use of ganja for medical and religious purposes. Announcing the plans at a press conference just over a week later, Justice Minister Senator Mark Golding outlined that the proposed changes had been under contemplation for a long time.
The decriminalization of ganja in Jamaica has been the subject of considerable study and recommendations over the years. A 1977 Joint Select Committee of Parliament, which reviewed ganja use and legislation, stopped short of recommending its legalization, but recommended that there was a substantial case for decriminalization for personal or private use, with no penalty for quantities up to 2 ounces. It also recommended that the prescription of marijuana for medical use should be lawful.
There was also the National Commission on Ganja, referred to as the Chevans Commission, which conducted a sweeping review of the issue. The committee submitted its final report in August 2001. Among its recommendations, the decriminalization of small quantities of ganja for personal use by adults and for religious purposes. Its recommendations were endorsed by a Joint Select Committee of Parliament in 2003. Proposals to decriminalize ganja for specific purposes are consistent with the positions adopted by several countries.
In Canada and some 20 states of the United States of America, marijuana has been decriminalized for medical purposes. In countries such as Australia, Argentina, the Netherlands, Portugal, India, Ecuador, and most recently Uruguay, and also the U.S. states of Colorado and Washington, the use of small amounts of ganja by adults in private is permitted.
But as Jamaica moves to change legislation to decriminalize marijuana, consideration must be given to its obligations under certain international agreements to which it is a signatory. These include the 1961 UN Single Convention on Narcotic Drugs, 1972 Protocol amending the Single Convention, and the 1988 UN Convention against Illicit Traffic in Narcotic Drugs and Psychotropic Substances. However, Minister Golding points out that these conventions recognize the supremacy of the constitutions of member states, even as it seeks to fulfill international commitments. The government is therefore afforded some flexibility in the treatment of the use and possession of ganja in the Jamaican context, given the right to privacy and freedom of religion, as outlined in our Charter of Rights, enshrined in our Constitution. So what are the changes being contemplated? Amendments to the Dangerous Drugs Act to decriminalize possession of small quantities of ganja.
Possession of 2 ounces or less will become a non-arrestable, ticketable infraction, attracting a monetary penalty which shall be payable outside of the court system and which does not give rise to a criminal record.
Failure to pay the ticket within 30 days will be a minor offence, leading to an appearance in the Petty Sessions Court and an order for community service. Currently, anyone found in possession of ganja is guilty of an offence under the Dangerous Drugs Act and on conviction in the Resident Magistrate's Court could be sentenced to a maximum of 3 years imprisonment and or fined $100 for each ounce of ganja, up to a maximum of $15,000. Unfortunately, we've run out of time, but come back next week as we look at other proposed changes to facilitate the decriminalization of ganja for specific purposes. With studio engineer Andre Pama, I'm Lorraine Mendez. Take care.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.